On the rear window of the silver car was a cryptic message: Blackbeard is my co-pilot. My husband thought it said Blackberry is my co-pilot instead of Blackbeard, but he was not wearing his glasses and is a tad dyslexic. We decided that the personal device might be more likely to have than a dead pirate in the passenger seat. No one was in the front seat, so perhaps it was the ghost of Blackbeard. If the Blackberry were the co-pilot, it was prone on the passenger seat and not visible to our prying eyes in the car behind him. I was in line behind the gentleman, waiting in a cafeteria line in the triangle, and stared at the cliché. "It is what it is," the tattoo said, permanently inked at the base of his skull. Actually, it was above the neck on a large, shaved head. The man barely had a neck at all, but the tattoo artist managed to get the large, heavy, Gothic script just above the fold, as they say in the newspaper business. The message opened itself up to a multitude of interpretations. Was it some metaphysical reference? An explanation of the hairless dome? Was it just a repeat of the favorite buzz phrase from the past year? It is what it is. My question, what is it? I questioned the decision to wear a tattooed cliché on the head 24/7 forever. I also wondered how the giant Gothic letters would fare after middle age and gravity sank in and the next clueless generation puzzled over the meaning of the once common saying. Sadly, only one interpretation possible for a young couple in a yellow Jeep headed out toward the beach, no doubt, the Jeep without its cover on a beauteous day. On the front windshield toward the top was the motto du jour. Large, exuberant letters on the front windshield proclaimed, "Take off your top." Must be college kids, I thought, as they blew by me. The message certainly could not be directed toward the majority of the middle-aged and the elderly among us as we doggedly made our way through traffic. I only have one thing to say to the instigator of the flip message on the Jeep. Be careful what you wish for, especially among the aging population. The message on the back of another SUV stopped at the light ahead of me made me choke up a bit for a moment. It might have been because of my years as a wife of a career Marine, or it might be that I believed the words on the car to be profoundly true. Land of the free, because of the brave.